各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be unto you.
今天是2015年的第一个星期日。
Today is the first Sunday of 2015.
按华人的习俗，我们通常在新年的时候避免谈一些不吉祥的事物。
In the Chinese custom, we try to avoid to speak of anything with a sign of omen.
但是我们基督徒不迷信。
But we as Christians, we are not superstitious.
所以我们来谈一谈墓志铭。
So let's talk about a tombstone inscription this morning.
人死后肉体埋葬之处是坟墓。
A place where a dead person's body will go to is called a tomb.
墓上面常常有墓碑。
On the tomb, there are things called a tomb marker or tombstone.
墓碑上的文字称为墓志铭。
The inscriptions on the tombstone is called the inscription on the tombstone, or called the epitaph.
我们华人的墓志铭通常是中规中矩。
In the Chinese custom, the inscriptions on the tombstones is usually very formal, very respectful.
西方人的墓志铭就有很多的变化。
But the Westerners has more varieties.
例如，有人的墓志铭上面写着。
For example, someone's inscriptions will read like this.
请张长老先念英文。
To be or not to be, this is not a question for me because I'm already dead.
中文是活着或不活着，对我一点也不是问题，因为我已经死了。如果你不知道有什么好笑的话，请看莎士比亚的《哈姆雷特》。
If you don't think this is funny, I would ask you to read the Hamlet authored by Shakespeare.
这样的墓志铭显示了某种对生与死的幽默感。
This kind of remark has shown some sense of humor with regard to life.
也有人在墓志铭上留下了智慧的言语。
Some would leave some inscriptions which has that word of wisdom.
看下一个。
Please read the next one. Remember, friend, as you walk by, as you are now, so once I was. As I am now, you will surely be. Prepare yourself to follow me.
中文是路过的朋友，请记得我曾和你一样，你也将和我一样，所以准备好跟随我。另外一个墓志铭。
Another one. End of construction. Thank you for your patience. Ruth Bell Graham.
这是格里汉牧师的妻子的墓志铭。施工完毕。谢谢你的爱心。
This is the inscription on Mrs. Graham.
更多的人的墓志铭上刻上了人对他一生的评价。
Some of the inscriptions carries the remark about this person.
例如这个。
For example, steel true, blade straight, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
这是写福尔摩斯的作者柯南道尔的墓志铭，上面写着。中文的翻译是真实如钢，耿直如剑。
If you don't know, Sir Conan Doyle is the author of Sherlock Holmes.
好，那么科学家牛顿的墓志铭上面这样写。
The inscription on a scientist Newton is written as, Nature and nature's law lay hid in night. God said, let Newton be and all was light.
当自然和自然律能隐藏在黑暗中，上帝说要有牛顿，一切就大放光明。这是在推崇牛顿对自然科学的贡献。
Of course, this is, means to be a compliment to the Newton's contributions to natural science.
当然，死者为大，这种来自人的评价都会比较客气一点。
Of course, a dead person is already dead. He always the biggest.So the remarks from the human being is usually trying to be respectful.
可是这让我们思考一个问题，我们希望别人如何评价我们的一生呢？
But this has led us to a question to ourselves. How would want others to remark on me?
更重要的问题是，我们希望神如何评价我们的一生呢？
Or more importantly, how would God to write my evaluation?
这是我们在新年的时候要一起来思考的。
This is what I would like to think about with you.
我们今天所读的经文的一整段呢，是创世纪中的家谱。
The passage which is read came from the line, family line, or the first genealogy written in the book of Genesis.
如果我们把这一长串的家谱从头读到尾，
had we read the entire genealogy from head to toe,
大概会觉得很绕口，可能也觉得很无聊。
Perhaps especially for those Chinese trying to read English will find that it to be tongue-twisting and also very boring.
所以我们只请两位牧师读几节做代表。
Therefore, I only ask them to read a few passages as a representative.
这个家谱记录从亚当到挪亚的家谱。
This is a genealogy from Adam to Noah.
其中呢，每一世代的记载都很重复。
In fact, it's rather repetitive.
第一，他们都很长寿。
First of all, they all lived a very long life.
这可能和当时，特别是洪水前的自然环境有关系。
Perhaps that has to do with the natural environment before the flood.
其次记载他们生了长子，这强调世代的交替和延续。
The next important thing is the name of their firstborn son that indicates the carry on of the family name.
第三提到他们生儿养女，这应该是他们的贡献。
And thirdly, talked about they have bared many children. Perhaps this indicates their contribution.
因为生养众多是上帝给人的托付。
Because to be fruitful and multiply is what entrusted by God.
最后提到他们几岁的时候就死了。
Then talked about at what age they died.
这是人从亚当堕落后犯罪的结果。
This is a consequence of Adam's original sin.
如果我们进一步的对这样的人生提出一个评价，
If you analyze such a recording about a person's life,
这样的人生似乎乏善可陈。
This kind of a description seems to be lack of any importance or significance.
因为他们没有什么特别被记载下来的。
There's nothing special was recorded about them.
当然这些始祖不是每天吃饱饭没事干。
It didn't mean that the every day their life is just to eat and sleep.
他们在900多年的岁月当中可能做了很多的事情。
Perhaps for 900 years they did many things.
从世俗的角度有很多所谓人的成就。
Perhaps from the secular point of view, there are many, many high accomplishments in their life.
但是在圣经中没有什么可被记载的。
But there isn't much to be recorded in the Bible.
这似乎相当程度的反映，在上帝的眼中，他们似乎没有什么可被记载的。
Perhaps this reflects in God's point of view, there really isn't much worth mentioning.
生养众多固然是上帝给人的使命。
To be fruitful and multiply is a mission from God.
这是一个辅助性的使命。
But this means to be assisting God.
生养众多遍满地面是因为需要有足够的人力好好的管理和治理。
To be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth and subdue it means to help God to manage and administer the earth God has created.
如果不能按神的心意好好的管理神的创造，
If you cannot manage or administer this earth according to God's will,
生养众多没有太多实际的用处。
Then really isn't much of a usefulness to be fruitful and multiply.
我们在思考谁能真正决定我们人生的价值呢？
So let's consider who can really evaluate or determine the value of our life.
如果是神，我们在他的评价当中是不是也是乏善可陈呢？
If it is God who evaluates our life,Is it true that there really isn't much of us too worthy to be mentioned about?
但是在这些被提及的人当中，有一个人的记载是很特别的。
But among them, there's one person who's especially with significance.
这个人是以诺。
This person is called Enoch.
他的人生没有那么长寿。
He did not live as long as like 900 years. In fact, he only lived 365 years.
特殊的地方是他没有经历死亡。
What is so special about him is he did not experience death.
他不需要像世人一样的承受人犯罪的结果。
He did not have to bear the consequence of sin.
我想原因是因为新约希伯来书中对他人生的评价是他的一生是一个得神喜悦的人生。
It is evidenced in Hebrew 11:5 that the remark about this person, about Enoch's life, is because he's the one, he's commended as being the one who pleases God.
不经死亡就是他得神喜悦的明证。
He did not experience death is the proof that he pleased God.
为什么他的人生能够得神喜悦呢？
Why is it that his life is pleasing to God?
当然他和一般人一样也生儿养女。
Of course, he's like any ordinary person, he bear children.
这是他尽一个人一般的责任。
Because he fulfilled his life duty or responsibilities.
但是不同的是，圣经中提到他是一个与神同行三百年的人。
What is different is that what's so special about him is because he walked with God for 300 years.
这也是他得神喜悦的原因之一。
This is the reason why God was pleased with him.
与神同行是什么意思呢？
What does that mean to be walking with God?
我们看到这个叙述，可能想到的是和神散步。
Perhaps through the word description, you think is that he was taking a walk with God physically.
好像我们当中夫妇或者是父母跟子女、孩子们一起散步一样。
Just like us, between among couples or with your children, you go out to take a walk together.
但是神是灵，他又是至尊至荣的，我们根本不能亲眼见他。
But God is a spirit. He's holy and glorious. We can't even see him.
但是与神同行还是可以被诠释为和神有亲密的关系。
Therefore, we interpreted this as being with an intimate relationship with God.
我们不知道以诺能不能和神有所谓的散步。
We didn't know whether God and Enoch actually went out and take a walk together.
但是我们从这个叙述可以了解他和神有亲密的关系。
But from this description, we can deduce that he had a close relationship with God.
但是与神同行具有一个更根本的含义。
However, to walk with God has another very fundamental or basic definition or meaning.
指的是和神有一个同向的关系。
Which means he walked the same direction as God.
如果我们说两个人同行。
If we say two people walked together.
他们走在 Spring Street 上。
They walk out here on the Spring Street.
他们一定不会是一个往北走，向 Lexington 走，另外一个向南往 Waltham 走。
It wouldn't be that one will walk in one direction to Lexington, the other person will walk on the other direction toward Waltham.
这就不叫同行。
This is not to walk together.
同方向才是同行。
Walk in the same direction means to walk together.
和神同行指的是一个和神有同方向的关系。
So to walk with God first means to walk in the same direction with God.
这当然不是指开车或走路。
This doesn't imply that you walk physically together or driving together in one car.
与神同行是指我们的人生目标与神的旨意一致。
To walk with God means our life goal is the same as will of God.
我们生命的志业和神的托付是一致。
Our career goal matches with God's entrust.
我们生命的价值观和神的本性、心意和法则是一致的。
Our sense of value matches with the attribute or characteristics and with the will and intention of God.
指我们行事的准则是以顺服神的法则和旨意为标准和出发点。
And our conduct of every life is to be obedient to God's rule, God's intention, and God's guide.
以诺这三百年的时间是过着一个这样的生活。
I can say that Enoch led such kind of life.
所以他能够得到神的喜悦。
Therefore, he pleased God.
犹大书又提到以诺是一个先知。
Judah.
对。
In the book, according to in the epistle, according to Judah, said he was also a prophet.
因此，他责备与神的道相违背的人。
A prophet would blame those they walk in the opposite direction with God.
指出他们的结局要受神的审判。
To point out the fact their consequence is to face a judgment.
因此我们看见一个与神同行的人必能成为神的见证人。
Therefore, a person who walk with God will become the testimony for God.
他要向这个不与神同情的世代见证神的心意。
So the person is going to bear witness of God's will to the word that is actually walking in the opposite direction.
甚至向这个时代发出警告，见证神的真理。
Even though to the point of presenting a challenge, a warning to testify for God's truth.
也因为这样要做一个与神同行的人是很不容易的。
Therefore, to be the one to walk with God is not easy.
因为需要信心。
Because you have to have faith.
别人可能因为你的行为和他们不同而排斥你。
Because your behavior or your sense of value is different from the people around you, they may discriminate you.
嘲笑你，甚至逼迫你。
Ridicule you or even persecute you.
你可能因为坚持与神同行而遭遇工作上的困难和生活上的困难。
Because you persistently walk with God, you may face the difficulties in your life and your job.
在这个时候，对神的信心是我们可以坚持下去的重要的根基。
In such a situation, your persistence to walk with God is based upon your faith with God.
当我们走人生的道路的时候，我们知道神是谁。
When we walk with God, we know who He is.
我们知道我们要跟随他。
We know we need to follow Him.
我们也知道神与我们同在。
We know that He is with us.
当我们面对生命的挑战和困难时，我们知道他要为我们解决我们的难题。
When we face our life challenges, we know He will solve the problem for us.
当他好像没有解决我们的难题的时候，我们确信他的道路高过我们的道路。
It seems at a time that He has not solved our problems, but we have to face to understand that His way is above our ways.
我们也确信他的旨意比我们的计划更美好。
We also firmly believe that His will is much better than our plans.
信心成为我们在不容易度过的环境当中坚持与神同行的基础。
So faith becomes a foundation that we can walk, we can persistently walk with God.
在这个新年的时候，面对2015年。
So in this New Year Sunday, as we faced year 2015,
我们要一起共同来思考我们的人生是哪一种人生。
So here we are going to think together what kind of a life that we are leading to.
我们会像该隐的仆婿一样作奸犯科吗？
Are we going to be like the family or the life of Cain that it was wicked and unlawful?
大概我想我希望我们都不是这样的人。
I sincerely hope that you do not want to do that.
但是我们是否像赛特仆婿中其他的人一样？
Are we going to be like Seth or other families, offsprings of Adam, in their genealogy?
过我们的日子，尽我们每一天生活的责任。
Live our lives and fulfill our daily responsibility.
甚至我们对我们的人生很积极。
Perhaps we are very, very active in our life.
我们在工作中不断地向高位爬。
We always rise up high in the worldly ladder.
我们的年薪和收入年年增加。
Our annual salary or our incomes are rising up yearly.
或者我们在世界上的成就不断的提高。
Perhaps our accomplishment in this worldly value is reaching an even higher plateau.
甚至我们的服事在教会中也得到了肯定。
Even your role or your service in the church has received affirmation from your peers.
这些都很好。
All these are good.
正如以诺也在世上尽了人生的基本责任一样。
Just like Enoch, he had fulfilled his life responsibilities when he lived.
但是我们需要思考的是，在这个世俗的追求上，我们有一个更超越的人生目标吗？
But what we need to ponder is,Above those worldly pursuits, do we have an even higher or more superior goal of our life?
进一步我们可以问，我们在世界上的努力，你的职业、你的家庭、你的前途和这个超越的人生目标有什么关联吗？
Furthermore, we may ask, through your effort in this world, perhaps your career, your family, your future, are these efforts match as well with the superior life, a superior goal of your life?
我们要一起思考的是，与神同行是不是我们的人生目标？
We should consider altogether is whether walking with God is our New Year's goal.
或者这会不会成为我们2015年的新年志向？
Whether this becomes our new 2015's resolution.
我们愿不愿意在新年度立志与神同行？
Are we willing to make the resolution to walk with God in this new year?
让我们立志过一个与神同向的生活。
So we're going to live a life that will be the same direction with God.
让我们立志以他的旨意为我们生活的目标。
Are we going to resolve that His will will become the goal of our life?
让我们立志以他的法则为我们生活的标准。
Are we going to resolve that His principle will become the rule of our life?
让我们立志好好的顺服他的命令。
Are we going to resolve that obey His command will be our new life?
我们可能知道这个口号 WWJD.
You might have heard of this. What would Jesus do?
这是我最近不断地向我们城区的年轻人发出来的挑战。
This is a challenge I often presented to our COM younger people, our members.
当我们遭遇到生活中各样的处境的时候，面对各样的抉择的时候，
When we facing challenges or making decisions in our life,
我们愿不愿意询问一个问题？
Are we willing to ask this question?
如果耶稣在我的处境上，他会怎么做？
If Jesus were in my situation, what would he do?
然后我们愿不愿意遵行呢？
Then would I follow his decision?
我们愿意问不愿意付代价的去顺服和遵行呢？
Are we willing to pay the price and to be obedient to follow his will?
只有当我们立志与神同行的时候，我们才能去实践神给我们的托付。
Only when we make the resolution to walk with God, we can carry out what God has entrusted us to do.
像以诺一样，成为这个世代的见证人。
Just like Enoch, to become his witness to this world.
让这个世界透过我们看见神。
So let this world see God through us.
或者他们因此而回转归向神。
Because so, they can turn themselves to God.
让我们在生活中成为神的见证人。
We become God's testimony, in our life.
我们当然需要有一些传福音的行动。
Of course, we need to have actions.
Of 传福音的行动。
We need to preach gospel needs to be followed with actions.
但是我们要让我们的生活本身就成为一个见证跟福音。
Therefore, it is our life, our daily life, our daily practices can bear the witness for God.
让我们在我们的工作跟职业上成为神的见证人。
In our workplace, in our job, in pursuing of our career, we also become God's witness.
好像我们英文部这几年的意向一样。
Just like the vision statement from our EM, English Ministry people.
让我们的职业成为神的见证人，这当然应该是每一个基督徒的使命。
May our career or our job to become God's testimony, this should be the responsibility or the mission of all Christians.
我们当中有许多的年轻人，让我们当中的学生们在学校里面成为主的见证人。
So like all our young people, you are as students in your school, your daily work,You bear witness for God.
但是成为见证人的主要关键在于我们立志与神同行。
So the key is, have we made the decision to walk with God yet?
活出一个不同于世俗的生命。
To lead or live a life that is different from the secular world.
好像约翰福音十七章耶稣所说的，进入到这个世界当中，但是又不属于这个世界。
Like John 17 says, Jesus says, we, you and I shall enter this world, but do not belong to this world.
让我们在世界中却不随从世界的潮流。
We are in this world, but we don't flow with this world.
如果我们不能在世界而不属于世界。
If we are in this world, but we don't belong to this world,
我们不能真正成为他的见证人。
我们不能在世界。We cannot be in this world and belong to this world. If so, we cannot become his true testimony.
与神同向的重要的关键在于我们与神保持密切的关系。
The key to walk with God is to walk with God in the same direction, is to maintain a close relationship with God.
基督徒在现今世代的危机是我们所在的时代快啊，节奏太快速。
Perhaps a crisis or a risk in this world today is because the present age is evolving in a very rapid pace.
它使我们被驱使地活在一个飞速前进的步伐中。
So we are compelled and being dragged along with the world.
然后我们所在的时代有太多奇幻的事情来吸引我们。
Perhaps in this society that there are so many things that are so marvelous and attracting or competing our attention.
这些都使我们不容易安静下来。
All these makes us difficult to calm down.
过一个与神有亲密关系的生活。
To live a life that is close with God, intimate relationship with God.
第一个影响的常常是我们日常生活中的灵修。
The first thing this secular world impacts on us is our devotion life.
我们亲近神的生活。
To have a life that is close to God.
灵修生活是我们信仰生活的基本功。
The time of devotion, the time to get close to God, is the first fundamental effort that one should have.
但是也是一个我们在忙碌当中不知不觉放弃的生活。
Even though it's the most important thing, but it is also the thing that people give up the first.
因此我们不容易掌握什么是神的心意。
Without your daily devotion, you cannot understand what's God's will.
也不容易掌握什么是与神同行的生活表现。
You cannot understand what is the right behavior when you walk with God.
更不容易让我们在面对挑战的时候有信心，甚至有勇气坚持下去。
It becomes difficult for us to persist with our walking with God in the face of difficulties.
当我在年轻的时候，我唱过一首很短的诗歌《每一日》。
When I was young, I sang a short song, a hymn.
这首歌的歌词叫《每一日》。我应该先打 OK.
It's called a day by day.
歌词是每一日我主，我恳求三件事：更深刻认识你，更虔诚敬爱你，更紧紧的跟随你。
English. Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly.And to follow you more nearly, day by day.
因此，在今年当中，当我们重新思考新年目标的时候
，Therefore, in this new year, as we come to face setting a direction for this new year,
让我们立志做一个与神同行的人。
Can we make the resolution? We're going to walk with God this year.
立志重建我们的灵修生活。
To rebuild our devotion life this year,
重建我们个人与神的关系。
To rebuild our relationship with God,
使我们可以在每天的生活中活出一个顺服神的生活态度。
So everyday life, we have the attitude to be obedient to God's will.
以至于当今年底的时候，我们的主会对我们说
，Perhaps by the end of this year.Our Lord would tell us,
你是一个讨我喜悦的人。
You are the person I'm pleased.
盼望这不只是我们今年的计划。
I hope that you will not take this as only your resolution for this year.
更是我们一生的目标。
Perhaps it is a goal of your life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们再一次在新年的第一个礼拜天把自己奉献在你的面前。
Our Lord, our God, in this New Year Sunday, we want to devote ourselves to you once again.
我们本来就是属于你的。
We belong to you originally.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
让我们在新年度里面，我们再一次的立志，主，我们要与你同行。
In this New Year, we want to make the resolution, we are going to walk with you.
我们要亲近你。
We want to be close with you.
我们要顺服你。
We want to obey your command.
我们要以你的旨意和法则为我们生命的标的。
We want to take your rules and your principles as our rules and principles.
我们知道我们自己非常的软弱。
We know we are weak.
我们很没有恒心。
We cannot persist.
我们的新年目标常常只坚持一个礼拜就停止了。
Many times our New Year resolution can only be persist for perhaps only a week.
我们也同样的把我们的软弱交在你的面前。
For this reason, we present our weakness to you.
我们求圣灵每一天帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be our strength day by day.
帮助我们，让我们每一天都能够靠你的恩典，活出讨你喜悦的样式。
Through your help and your grace.That every day we can live a life that is pleasing with you.
我们这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的圣灵。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.